Rav Nosanzal says Yira is synonymous with Tefillah, and it's Bechinas Ato. That's the concept of now. The word Ato means right now. Bechinas Hayoim im Bekoiloi Sishmo Hamuvaleel. This is related to a topic we spoke about earlier, the concept of looking only at today, not looking back at yesterday and not thinking about tomorrow, but rather looking only at today. Sheze ikar ho'avoido tamo. That's the main shlemus in serving Hashem. When can a person be serving Hashem 100% when they're not busy thinking about tomorrow and thinking about yesterday? A person who during today is feeling bad about yesterday isn't giving today its full punch. Or a person who today is busy thinking about tomorrow, there's no way he can get the maximum out of today. The only way you can maximize today is if you're able to block out yesterday and tomorrow from your mind, and then you're gunning in today. You're really, really getting maximum. That's the Ikar Avodat Tama. That's Ikar Ha'arichus Yomim. That's a person who's able to make his day long. Arichas Yomim means really maximizing the usage of the day. V'chayim amitiyim, that's really called living. Living today is really living. A person who's got one foot on yesterday, one foot on tomorrow, then his today is baloney. He's not really getting much out of today. Shezoichin al yidei hoyira. And we know that a person is, this quality of making the real use of today, a person is zoicha to through yira, bibechinas, as the pasuk says, yiras Hashem toisif yomim. That if a person has true fear of Hashem, it adds to his days. What does it mean? It adds to his days. It lets him get more out of today than somebody else gets out of today. In another place in the Kotei Halachos, he brings that's the concept of Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah, what's the miracle of Ner Chanukah? That oil that was supposed to burn for one day burned for 8 days. Fire is Yira. There's a posik, Ki Yoreso Mipnei Ha'esh. That when the Jews saw the fire, the fireworks on Har Sinai, they got scared, right? They got real scared. So fire is synonymous with Yira. Usually, there's two kinds of Yira. There's a Yira Roh. If somebody suddenly jumps behind you and scares the daylights out of you, it can shorten your life. Phobias shorten a person's life. That's yirois nefulois, yirois rois. Whereas yiras Hashem, when a person is zeichet to have fear of Hashem, it's the exact opposite. It's toisif yomim. It adds to your life. That's the concept of this fire on Chanukah, where the fire, instead of burning one day, burned 8 days. That means Tosefet Yomim, you understand? That's the symbol of this Yira Dikdusha. There's a Yira Dikdusha that adds days.
Yomim in the same day.
Exactly. That's what Rav Nosanzal is telling you. Tosef Yomim, Rabbi Nachman lived 38 and a half years. He lived 38,000 years in those. Each year was each day. When he got to a certain age, a day was worth 10 years. The next day, 24 hours was worth 20 years. The next day, 24 hours was 40 years.
Kelef shana beinecha kem esmoy. Is this an aspect of a little bit that holds a lot?
Exactly. Mu'at machzik esamarupa. Exactly. That's another version of this. It's another variation of it. Sheho ikar hu al yidei she'ein choishum bedaitoi kiyim oisoy hashov orega sheboisa yoyim. The main thing is when a person is able to put blinders on himself and only think about this hour, I only got to get from 11:25 to 12:25. I don't got to think about the kniot that I got to make later. It's Thursday afternoon. I got to buy stuff for Shabbos later. And what am I? And I got to get to sleep tonight. And all of that's baloney. A person's got to be able to concentrate only on this hour. Ve'ein choishvim miyoyim lechaveroi, not to think today about tomorrow. V'loy misho lechaverta, not to think now at 11:30 in the afternoon about what you're going to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're going to do that, it's going to weaken your hour now. Your learning of Likutei Halachos now is going to be with half a head or a quarter of a head. Whereas if you can put these blinders on and lock your brain into this, who knows if I'm going to be around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe Hashem, I'll drop dead at 3. And I worried for nothing. I was busy. I ended up losing out on the 11:30 to 12:30 hour because I was worrying about a problem that I wasn't going to be part of. I wasn't going to be part of the world at that. Here I did Hashem a big favor. I was worrying about what's going to happen with the PLO at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I didn't realize I wasn't going to be part of that situation at all. I was going to be elsewhere, right? It sounds funny. That's what 99% of the world is walking around with. Rebbe Freimelzal writes that we say in the Shmon Esrei, Choshiva shoifteinu kevorishayna v'yoatzeinu kevatchila v'choser mimenu yogoin vanocha. Hashem, please remove from us our depression, our moaning and groaning, which means our sadness, the heaviness, the depression and everything. Rebbe Freimelzal writes that there's a short chapter in Mikutei Moran where Rabbi Elazar speaks about hayoyim and b'koylo sishmo, exactly what it says here, that if a Jew wants to live long, if a Jew wants to make each day count, don't think about yesterday and don't think about tomorrow. Just today. If you'll work on today and you won't worry yesterday's worries and tomorrow's worries, your today will be so full and so rich, you'll really get your money's worth out of today. So Rebbe Freimelzal writes that if you look at those four words in the Shmon Esrei, Choser Mimenu, leave out the Vav. The Vav is just Tosefet. Choser Mimenu Yogoin Vanocha, the first letter spell the word Hayoin. That a Jew who can follow Rabbi Nachman's advice of today, just thinking about today, that Jew will remove from himself 99.9% of the Yogoin Vanocha. All the moaning and groaning, most people aren't moaning about today, they're moaning about what's going to be tomorrow. How am I going to deal with tomorrow? Or yesterday I had such a bit. Who asked you about yesterday and who says you're being asked about today? Hashem every day wants your today. He doesn't want you yesterday. He's not angry at you yesterday. Hashem forgot about yesterday. So you forget about yesterday too, and Hashem's not there. He wants to get the most he can out of you today. Lahavdil, a boss at work. Does he want to hear about yesterday I made this mistake and I messed up the road? Doesn't want to know you. How can I make shining? Today, do the thing and I'll be happy. This is the Ishtadlus, today.
But at one point also one thinks about, a bachur, I'm going to learn pranas or these kind of things.
Right.
You have to make some sort of kind of plan.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes. For 15 minutes, during your hour of Esperidus, do your plan, think about tomorrow, etc. But then when you sit down to learn and the Eitz Zahara wants to start hacking your chinik about how could you be learning now when you don't know what's going to be tomorrow and you don't know this afternoon. You're in the middle of Shacharis and the Sultan's trying to hack your chinik about getting married though. Kind of getting married in the middle of Shacharis.
See, most people know this, don't feel they have the power to do it. If you have a certain state of mind, you just go, you just wipe it out.
Right.
Right only in this
way. Right.
But like at different times in people's life, they don't. It's like some people just don't have that power to do it. I mean, what do they need to get that power? What makes you make that decision?
Yiras Hashem. That's what he's telling us here. Yiras Hashem, toisif yomim. This quality of fear and respect of Hashem is what adds to your days. It gives you the ability not to be worrying worries that aren't yours. Ukemuvar le'el mizeh, as we spoke earlier about this, ki ein cho yodea ma yulad yom. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Shezehu bechinas v'ato Yisrael mo Hashem alekecho shoyel meimoch kiim liyira. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Now, Jews, what is Hashem asking of you? The only thing He's asking of you is to fear Him." Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ato daiko." This pasuk uses the word "now" to tell you that if you want to be zeicha, to be able to live now, the way that you zeicha to that is through liyira Hashem alekecho. If you'll develop your Yiras Shemayim, you'll be able to have that strength of character that it takes not to look at yesterday and not to look at tomorrow.
What are the words of Shmon Esrei?
Choser mimenu yogoin va'anocha. It's in Hoshiva Shefteinu, the paragraph that begins with Hoshiva Shefteinu.